The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So just settling into your posture. Kind of gathering up all the moments of mindfulness and love and surrender and renunciation, just gathering your whole Dharma history, gathering it all into this moment. And feeling that blessing. What peace needs to be made with this moment in order to arrive the frictions and resistances and preoccupations in the peripheral awareness that tug at us, make our breathing feel like the one thing we don't need to worry about. And can we pour our attention into our body? Not just to the hot spots, but to the places we don't notice, the places we're a little numbed out. Just unifying your body with your breathing and your attention. Our attention becomes more subtle. So we stabilize, we become more awake to nuance and subtlety, wispy sensations. Subtle energetics of our body. There's the front of our body. It feels like life is in front of us, but life is everywhere. We attune to the back of our body. Keep relaxing whatever can be relaxed. Any tension that remains, we allow that to remain. Our attention and breathing, like water, cohering the field. When we fight with sensation, we fracture the field. We rush our attention to what we wish to change. Instead, we practice giving pleasant, unpleasant, and neutral equal seats at the table. Just bathing your body with attention. Our attention snags on our hope and fear. Couldn't be more innocent. We forgive our mind, forgive our hope, forgive our fear. Reestablish this tranquil, vital alertness. We call mindfulness. Of course, meditation doesn't solve our problems. But it speaks and soothes the bodily feeling that sponsors all problems. And our attention breathing speak deeply to our bodies.